and tinto confetti, brown and orange. I know soon you'll come to the whip of the wind, and baby, make it branches of warmth and light. When tired bones tremble from the cold, one kiss of your warmth heals the soul. Shine with the sun, make this cold heart
And that is the lovely Esperanza Spalding with her song Winter Sun. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Ashley Kissman, and we've got a great special birthday edition show for you, I guess. Thanks again to Oswaldo with the Morning After show and giving me a shout out on air, as well as big thank you to Rhetoric Sultan, who gave me a beautiful rendition of the Happy Birthday song. That was very sweet of them. And anyways, guys, we've got a great show for you today. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. we're going to be celebrating women in media and in music. That's what we do here on What Pink Sounds Like every Tuesday from 1 to 2 here on CITR. You know, and it's going to feature some of my favorite songs from past and present, some favorite artists from past and present. So we'll get started right away. First up, though, I have to say one of my favorite songs that I always play whenever I'm in a good mood, and today, it being my birthday, of course, I would be in an excellent mood, is by the lovely Jill Scott. This is the track Golden, but stay tuned, lots more coming your way, including Adele and a remix by Janelle Monáe. Stay tuned.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty.
Teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. 'Cause they're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Oh yeah,
the world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change again, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the pills. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Oh yeah. You and me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the God hour, the morning I wake up. Just for the breath of life, I thank my maker. My mom say I come from hustlers and shakers. My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. He said, take us back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the Psalms. Though I'm the type to bear arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fell in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze. And the seasons so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging. Earthquakes, wars and rumors. I want us to get by, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters, more than looters, created in this image so God lived through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love, love, love can reboot us.
Oh, come on. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Oh, wake up, everybody, yeah.
Because I need a little help,
I can't do it alone.
Oh, I need a little help.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I need a little help, yeah.
Slotwat Vancouver is taking to the Granville Strip Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Why do we need a slotwalk in Vancouver? Because victim blaming and shaming create a culture that makes excuses for perpetrators of assault. Because calling a woman a slut based on her appearance presupposes that women who dress provocatively are worth less and deserve less protection. These two things combined obscure the fact that sexual assault is an equal opportunity offence. All are welcome to join in on the walk and help spread the word. To learn more, visit slutwalkvancouver.com or search Slutwalk Vancouver on Facebook.
Welcome back. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. That was just John Legend and the Roots featuring Canadian soulstress Melanie Fiona. That's right. She's a Canadian, if you didn't know that. That was off the album Wake Up. And that was his track, Wake Up Everybody. And that album was actually crafted by John Legend and The Roots back in 2008 during the heat of the Obama campaign for presidency. So it's got a really good, happy feel to it about change and, you know, that whole slogan, Yes, We Can, and everything like that. So it's a good album. I'd check it out. Got a lot of collaborators like Melanie Fiona on it. So go ahead and check that out. And before that, we had Jill Scott off the album Beautifully Human. And that was the track Golden. Definitely one of my feel-good, happy-go-lucky birthday songs on this lovely May 10th. It's just about 1:15 p.m. now, but I've got lots more music on the way. But first, before I get to the rest of the music, I have to talk about what perhaps is, what is it about birthdays? What are we? Why do we celebrate birthdays? And why do we have a cake when we do it? There, just for put it out there for anyone listening who's my friend, I do prefer carrot cake. Cream cheese frosting, that'd be great. You can have it at the station here by 2 p.m. That'd be awesome. Anyways, but where did the whole thing cake thing come from for birthdays? Well, I looked it up. That's right. I was a little curious here. So birthdays weren't really associated with birthday cakes in our Western culture until the 19th century, but the whole idea of a birthday as we know it today with the cake and the candles came from Germany in the 18th century, believe it or not. And though the exact origin of the candle blowing ritual isn't exactly known, we do know that placing candles on top of the cake can be traced to Kinderfest, which is German for the word children. Kinder is means children in German. So that would happen in the 18th century, and they put candles on tops of cakes, and they not only put the candle on for the year you were turning, but also extra candles to indicate upcoming years. I guess hoping you'd stay alive? I don't really know. All right, what was the most expensive birthday bash to date? Well, I looked that up as well. I'm probably not going to spend that much on my birthday this year, not going to lie. I'm actually hoping to see Thor later today. But the most expensive birthday bash happened in 1997 when the Sultan of Brunei threw the most expensive birthday bash, coming with a bill of $27.2 million on 1996. He flew out Michael Jackson from the States. He had the finest caviar dish, the finest champagne, and he did all of this for all of his guests. So why did he spend so much for his 50th birthday? Well, rumor has it that the Sultan wanted to attract oil and gas rich nation leaders and other influential leaders from the States and Great Britain, like Prince Charles, who would, I guess, invest money in the country. I guess there's an alternative motive there, which isn't that much fun. But I have a better question for you. What would you get someone who threw a birthday worth $27.2 million? I don't really know. Like, you'd have to really, the bar would be set extremely high. So maybe you just not go. Maybe you just stay home that day and not go to the birthday party out of the embarrassment of what you would actually get him. Or crash the birthday party, and that's even better because no one knows you're there. Okay, that's my little tidbit. Share that with your friends. Little extra fact you heard here on CITR 101.9. Lots more music to come, including an artist that I really, truly cannot get enough of right now. This is Adele, and this is her track, He Won't Go.
On as I lose my mind, reminded by things I find, like notes and clothes you've left behind. Wake me up when all is done. I won't rise until this battle's won. My dignity's become undone, but I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't love, then what is? I'm willing to take the risk. so petrified. I'm so scared to step into this ride. What if I lose my heart and fail the climb? I won't forgive me if I give up trying. I heard his voice today. I didn't know a single word he said. Now I'm resemblance to the man I met. Just a vague and broken boy instead. But I won't go. I'm willing to take the risk. I won't go. I can't do it on my own. If this ain't nothing, what is I? I'm willing to take the risk. There will be times we'll try and give it up. Bursting at the seams, no doubt. We'll almost fall apart and burn the pieces.
Oh, fuck you if you're my man. Said I'm gonna fool you cause I know I can. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, I don't like you, no, don't bring me flowers. Don't like you, so don't cry for hours. Don't like you, you're my man. I'm gonna fool you cause I know I can. Oh, yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
It does pay to be a friend of CITR. You know what you can also do is pick up the latest copy of Discorder Magazine, CITR's monthly music magazine. And I have to say, yours truly has a lovely article in it. I've talked about it on the show before. About a month ago, I reviewed a Girls Rock Camp show. It was a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, which is a camp for young girls to learn how to play rock and roll instruments, essentially. And it's kind of cool. It's all about gaining confidence and being creative as a team and really building that self-esteem that a lot of young girls need every day today. So very cool organization, very cool thing. In fact, Sarah Buchanan, she works over at CJSF at SFU. That's their community, campus community radio station. She has a show called Less Boys, More Noise, very similar to What Pink Sounds Like, where you're celebrating women in music. And that's what we're all about. Check out Discorder. It's on stands today. You can pretty much pick up your copy everywhere. It's not just on UBC. It's all over downtown as well. So pick it up. Check out the review by Ashley Kissman, Girls Rock Camp. I'm going to be famous. No, I'm just kidding. Next up, guys, lots more music. I've got Bette Davis up next. And later on the show, a remix by Janelle Monáe and that song Tightrope that we all love. But first off, let's talk about Bette Davis. You know, if you're not familiar with this woman, you need to look her up ASAP. That's all I can say. She's a free spirit, to say the least. She's a funk and soul legend of the 70s. And she can be described as a bit rough around the edges. And the only reason people describe her that way is because her lyrics and her music declare that she didn't belong to any man, even her former husband, the famous Miles Davis, and that she was fully aware of how her sexuality had a power over men, and she wasn't afraid to use it. And of course, back then, and even, you know, sometimes today, that's still very much criticized. She expressed herself as a nasty girl and wore revealing outfits and wasn't afraid to really put herself out there and say, this is who I am. All we know is today, in the 90s, and then, of course, into the zeros and the tens, I guess, as we'd be now in 2011, there's a lot of sexuality in music videos, and performances today by women in pop music are probably a result of pioneering influences from superstars like Bette Davis. However, back then, America wasn't exactly ready for this overt sexuality. Concerts were boycotted by religious groups, and unfortunately, her sexual image, the two sexual image, was overshadowed her talent, which was a shame because today many fans of soul and funk, as well as young feminists, are once again recognizing her talent and strength for really being who she wanted to be and showing that women don't have to belong to men, that they can be sexual and they can be proud of their sexuality, that they don't really have to hide it or to be too modest. So here's this track. It's really good. This is called Game Is My Middle Name. It's off her self-titled album, Betty Davis.
Middle name. Game is my middle name. my middle name.
Yeah, who, yeah, who, yeah, who.
Game is my middle name.
Canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Me, I'm probably in Metropolis. I do this for the love, so this is non-profit shit. I'm bored walking, so you can call this a monopoly. Obviously, my approach to music ain't moderate. As my macabre spins, I am the anomaly. I love all my haters, cause my haters is what got me here. Strangers hate bobbing me, groupies try to body me, but I'm a different planet, so excuse my astrology. But there are no apologies for dropping all these prophecies. Breaking over barriers, you juggernauts ain't stopping me. Balance and symmetrical, I guess I'm just geometry. Guess I'm just atomically built the way that I bomb on a beat. Bomb on a beat, you slide on a beat, we slide on a beat, we tightrope. I don't need no optometry, I'll do this in a blindfold. Honestly, we live that type of life people would die for. So we keep on tipping, never slipping, yeah, we tightrope.
Greetings, welcome to the meeting of the minds. They be thinking all the time about defeating all the blind. Following, swallowing, drinking of the time on the traditions of keeping in a line. I prefer to figure eight and Mandelbrot. Rock all night till the candles on my mantle stop. And it's paid programming on every single channel watch. Televised revolutionaries on the chapel top shouting. Down in Babylonian accounting. Medieval mathematics keep us averaging a mountain. But I surpass that. I dropped out of a math class. I am, cause I thought now my type looks like a side.
I can run with the fellas and rock a stage a cappella. Never can you hear me? I am unpredictable like the weather. Dog and Bobby, I stay floating like a feather. Jump on the elevator, baby, we on the next level. Album just dropped and I've been on a couple covers. Black and white tux, ain't no need for no other colors. Talking about what, why don't she change her clothes? Well, they ain't seen the mind the last 3 times I posed in Vogue. Some people get high and then some people get low. Well, I'm gonna keep it in the middle so my people can know. Underdog, stand up tall, cause I'm talking to y'all. I can't pause, I balance all like I'm Dominique Dawes. And I'm gone.
As Janelle Monae, the Tightrope the Remix. Pretty good song featuring Lupe Fiasco and B.O.B. That's right, I'm getting my little hip-hop fixes in throughout the hour. As you can tell, little-known fact about your birthday girl here. I used to host a hip-hop show at CFUV 101.9 FM, the campus community station on the island, and I actually met Brenda and Luke and Bryce and some of the other staff here at CITR through a conference, so it's good. Campus community radio is all one big happy family, and that's why it's great to get involved. If you yourself want to get involved, just go on our website. We're always looking for for more volunteers, especially women, of course. Got to give a shout out to my ladies out there here on What Pink Sounds Like Today. So lots more to come on the show. 20 minutes left for What Pink Sounds Like, but don't think the fun stops at 2 p.m. because we've got Linda B with Give 'Em the Boot up at 2 p.m. sharp. That was before Janelle Monáe. That was the always interesting Bette Davis. And I forgot to mention, her and Miles Davis were married for, I think, just over a year, and that was it. And the reason was is because it was rumored that she was having an affair with Jimi Hendrix, a rumor that she flatly denies still today. So there you go. Who knows? But that's kind of what music royalty getting busy together. That's all I can say. Up next, we got Katie Lang and the Sis Boom Band off their latest album, Sing It Loud. This album is getting a lot of attention. It's, of course, Katie Lang's first album since studio album since 2008. And the Sis Boom Band join her for a rock country feel, and we're going to slow down the pace here with this next track. This is Inglewood off Sing It Loud, right here on CITR.
Gentle, I left my heart on the west side. I'm looking for somewhere I can settle, make ready for the rest of my
thoughtless hand has brushed away.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
That was Esperanza Spalding with her track Chamber Music Society. Or that was the album, rather, and the track was Little Fly. Before that, we had Katie Ling and the Sis Boom Band. Once again, there are girl and guy rock duos out there that kind of rock, and they rock my world right now. Music history is full of famous girl-guy duos that have gained tons of success. Of course, you can think of the White Stripes and the Kills most recently. But I am predicting the next three coolest Canadian indie girl guy duos to watch right now, and I will tell you right now, they are the Lovely Killbots, the Awesome Hots, and Imaginary Cities. The Lovely Killbots are made up of Ryan and Laura Lee, and they're from Toronto. They play piano and drum, and they can be best described as robotic electronic dance rock. Not even kidding. Here is their track, Time for Change.
Just what he needs.
Yeah. FM with host Aiden Saint presents news, interviews, music, and entertainment for the GLBTQ community on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sunday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m., cool guests, live on-location broadcasts, and provocative topics, so you never know what'll happen next. Won't you join us live or later via podcast? You can get us at www.citr.ca or contact us at queerradiovancouver@gmail.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Remember, you can listen to us online as well at citr.ca. And there's podcasts of a lot of our shows, including a podcast to What Pink Sounds Like that you can find on CITR's website or my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. Again, whatpinksoundslike.com. Pretty simple. I'll also put links and fun photos up to different discussion topics that we discussed on the show today. I want to say thank you to anyone listening to my special birthday episode. I guess you can call it a birthday episode. We talked about the history of birthdays a bit, and I'll be putting that up on my website as well. The songs you just heard were by the Awesome Hots. That was Borda Patro off their titled album, The Awesome Hots. Just let you know, that's made up of Darren Radburn and Amy Van Keeken. They're from Whiskey Town in Edmonton, Alberta. They're kind of described as country experimental folk, but the coolest part is they invent their own musical instruments like a hamper writer, which is part laundry hamper, part typewriter. Quite ingenious, if I do say so myself. Anyways, guys, my time is up, but stay tuned. Lots more to come on CITR, including Linda B with Give 'Em the Boot up at about a little after 2 p.m. here. I just want to say thanks to all my birthday wishes on Facebook. You know, that's the one cool thing about social media is that you get a lot more happy birthday wishes than you ever did before there was such thing as Facebooks. So easy just to write happy birthday on someone's wall. So, you know what? I really do like that. Some people call it ingenuous. And I just feel like I'm loved by a lot more people. Have a great day, guys. I'm going to leave you with Imaginary Cities, another awesome rock duo. This is Ride This Out off their album Temporary Resident. Have a great day.
Another one of those nights I needed, staying up late one more time to piece it all together now, all together now. I'm gonna ride this out, breaking my back trying to defeat it. Nobody can read in me, but I'm depleted. All together now, all together now. I'm gonna ride. You tell me.